You're listening to The Intern Show with Rebecca and Melissa. Welcome back to The Intern Show.
Welcome back, everybody. We missed you.
So excited to be back for another week.
Yes, yes, I am. So, like, how's your week been? I haven't seen you, like, until today.
Yeah, it's been a while. My week's been pretty good. I was here a little bit. What did I even do this week?
I don't know.
I worked at the One Republic concert last night.
How was that?
So that was really fun. One Republic is so good. Ryan Tedder is so talented. So that was exciting. Other than that, I kind of just been hanging out. What about you?
I've been hanging out. Last night I saw Billy Joel at MSG.
Oh my goodness.
So good.
My favorite.
Literally my first time seeing him. So it was really exciting. I brought my best friend concert tickets. So I brought her there last night. I thought the concert was Thursday. So Tuesday night we're checking. I'm like, oh, we got to plan. We got to buy like train tickets and whatnot. And then we're like, the concert's tomorrow. So
perfect.
We were like, love that, love that. So we were kind of in a rush, but we made it. And yeah. Also, have you ever had a hot dog at Madison Square Garden?
I have not, no.
Their hot dogs are actually, like, not bad. They're, like, pretty good.
I'm more of a like popcorn, pretzel kind of consumer.
Okay. Yeah, because, you know, when you go to 7-Eleven and you see the hot dog, you're like, whoa.
No, thank you.
No, no. The hot dogs at MSG, like, I would give them, like, a solid 8 out of 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll have to try next time I go. Mm-hmm.
And one of the cashier who's, like, helping us out, we were supposed to get two waters, right? But she only rung us up for one. But she's like, oh, you got another water? She just gave it to us for free.
Oh, you saved $8.
I know. I literally know. She was so nice. She gave us cups with ice for our water because the water was, like, room temp. I was like, the service here, impeccable.
Yeah. Last time I went to the Garden, I saw Big Time Rush.
Okay.
And phenomenal. And same thing. We went to the concession stand. The woman was so nice. I went up by myself to get stuff for me and my friends. Mm-hmm. She gives me like a holder where I could hold all the drinks.
She's
giving me cups and straws and all this stuff. Great.
You know, you don't see that
there.
A lot in New York.
Not in New York, and especially not at stadiums, concerts, sporting events.
No, sometimes people really like are nasty, but like I had a great time there.
Yeah, shout out to MSG for that.
Yeah, for real.
So I have to ask, favorite Billy Joel song that he performed?
Okay, so he played the band. They were also doing like a lot of songs like that are not Billy Joel songs. But my favorite songs that he performed last night, so I would have to say like Vienna and River of Dreams.
Oh, River of Dreams is a fun one.
It's so good. The bongos, like, I don't know who was playing the bongos. I forgot her name, but she was literally iconic. She was playing everything last night. She was playing the harmonica, the triangle.
I know exactly what girl you're talking about.
Yes.
She's a queen. She is great. She sings those high notes,
too,
when he can't hit them. She sings them for him.
She's literally a legend. I love her.
Yeah, so good. What did he open with? Do you remember?
I do not remember.
Are you a big Billy Joel fan or do you just, go?
I'm like, I love like classics.
Yeah,
so like I'll have like moods. This morning I was driving to an internship. I was listening to Billy Joel, Elton John, little Stevie Wonder.
Oh, love that.
It was so good. What do you open with?
If I had to guess in my concert experience, because I've seen Billy Joel 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
He usually tends to open with Miami 2017. So one that's like seen the lights go out on Broadway. Mm-hmm.
He opened.
And that one, if he didn't open with it, I mean, I'm sure he opened with something else great. But that is a great song to start with because it's like all instrumental in the beginning. Mm-hmm. All the lights are blinking. Yeah. So great.
He opened with My Life.
Ooh, that's a good one.
So it was like straight into it.
Oh, I love that.
And then right after that, like his third song was Zanzibar. That's such a good song.
I was literally just going to say to you, I love Zanzibar.
It's so good.
I love it.
It's amazing. Like, I wish I could meet him. And he was, like, he's so funny. He was talking about, because you know how he has, like, a droopy eye?
I guess.
Oh, yeah, so one of his eyes, it's kind of droopy. But he was like, people say that I have a glass eye, and I don't. And I was like, okay, Billy, come at them,
Joel.
You know? Expose them.
That's so funny. The third time I saw him, it was his first show back after COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So it was November of 2021, and it was the first show he did at the Garden since February of 2020.
Okay, literally insane.
So almost 2 years later, year and a half later. So I was like, he's got to bring someone on the stage with him. I was like, maybe, you know, another singer's going to come on the stage. You would expect he'd do like this big show for his opening. No one came on. And although that was sad, I mean, I still...
It was still a great time.
Yeah, still can't be disappointed at a Billy Joel concert.
Exactly, exactly.
He sounds so good. Been performing for, what, 40 years?
Yeah, he's literally... How old is he now? He's like 73 or 76 or something like that.
Yeah.
I think, right?
I'm looking at...
Like, he still... He sounds so good.
Oh, so the Piano Man album was 73.
Yeah.
So that's almost 50 years ago. The 50-year anniversary of Piano Man is next year.
I know. Oh my God.
That's so funny. I also love seeing him at the Garden because he's such a New Yorker.
Yes.
And like he's a Long Islander and he fully celebrates that. And his songs even, he talks about Long Island
all the
New
time.
York. So the first two times I saw him, I went with my family, which was great. The second time I went with my friend who's from New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And we always debate what's better, Long Island or New Jersey.
Long Island.
And after
sure.
going to that, I was like, Billy Joel is from Long Island. He's a Long Islander. Mm-hmm. He's singing about it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you can't beat that.
Exactly.
You can't.
Like, just imagine being such a legend, like, your whole life, that you have a residency at MSG, and you sell out every single concert.
Yeah. He's done, like, 70 shows or something now. It's saying a lot that he can do that.
I know.
Actually, a little funny story for you.
Okay.
The first time I saw him... He comes on stage, he does his opening few numbers, and something Billy Joel does a lot when he's performing is he stops and he talks to the audience, which I love. And so he said to us, my piano playing might not be super great tonight because today before the show, I was cutting bread and I cut the tip of my finger off.
Billy?
He had a huge bandage on his finger.
No.
I was like, Billy Joel, you're the piano man. Come on. And so he actually had to cut the show a little bit short because he couldn't play for as long as he wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, I want to say 14 when I went. And I just remember me and my sister were so upset that he didn't sing We Didn't Start the Fire.
No.
I was like, what the heck? I'm so upset.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was a lot of the reason that my family and I went a second time. Because that first show got cut short.
Yeah.
And then he sang We Didn't Start the Fire. And
it's literally iconic.
Yeah.
Like, just watching the show, like, the lights, literally insane. I love when you went, were the screens, like, kind of, like, separated? They're, like, showing, like, videos of him, I guess. Because, like, when you go to, like, a regular concert, I guess, you have, like, the Jumbotron, I guess, on the side. But it's kind of like that, but the screen is, like, cut into pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of look like a piano, like, a keyboard, at least, on the side. And I love that. I've never seen anything like that before.
You know what else I love about that set?
Mm-hmm.
How the piano rotates.
Yes.
If you haven't been to a Billy Joel concert, so the stage is kind of like a circle, and the whole band is around the outside of the circle. And then in the center is the grand piano that he sits at it the whole time.
Yeah.
And just sings and plays a piano. And every couple of songs, the piano will spin. It'll rotate. Mm-hmm. So you're getting a different angle.
Yes.
Some of the show, you could see him playing the piano. Some of the show, you could see his face.
Mm-hmm.
I loved that. I thought that was so great.
I would be, like, watching, like, the whole show from afar, right? And then, like, the lights will come up and kind of blind you for a second.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, did the piano move?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, it did.
It'll just be, like, rotating. It's so wild.
And then I saw it, like, actually rotating, and I was like, that's insane.
Yeah. So a little insider tip,
okay.
If you ever want to go to another Billy Joel concert, is so a lot of concerts, if it's at a venue that's like a hockey stadium, stuff like that, they will not sell any seats to the side of or behind the stage.
Mm-hmm.
They just sell the seats in front of the stage. Billy Joel, because his stage is a circle, sells every seat.
Yeah.
And so two of the times that I've went, we actually sat behind the stage.
Mm-hmm.
The tickets are way cheaper because, you know, no one thinks they want to sit behind the stage.
Yeah.
But because his stage is a circle and because the piano is rotating the whole time, you're getting the same view, essentially.
Yeah.
And since the stage is, you know, pushed all the way to the one side of the stadium.
You're kind of closer.
I was so close to him.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great view. Of course, you know, I only saw, like, the back of the drummer or I saw, like, the back of some of the band members. But to me, that was a steal. You are so close to the stage. You're getting a great view. The lights are a little funky at times because, you know. But still, they do a great job of making it a great viewing experience for everyone.
Yeah. He's just such a great performer. I wish more performers had that personality.
Mm-hmm.
And so, because like a lot of new performers today, I guess, when you go to concerts, like they don't have that personality.
Yeah.
And they need that because that's how you keep, like, the crowd. You give them that energy.
Yeah. I feel like there's two kinds of concerts that I've been to. Mm-hmm. One of them is, like, a Jonas Brothers concert, mm-hmm. where everyone the whole time is standing up, dancing, screaming. Like, there's a lot of energy.
Yeah.
And then the other kind of concert I've been to, which is more of a Billy Joel, just like One Republic I went to last night, mm-hmm. it's more mellow, and it's more about the music. Mm-hmm. And so, like, you don't stand up the whole time, necessarily. Yeah. You could be sitting down. But there's more audience interaction, I feel like. Mm-hmm. And I think I like having a balance of the two.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I went to see a band at Terminal 5 the other month. And I guess they're like a newer band. I don't want to say what band it is. So Terminal 5, I don't like that venue because it gets really, really hot in the summer.
Okay.
And it's like you're like sweating. There's just like so many people in one spot.
Yeah.
I hated it. But anyways, the band
is GA?
Yeah, it's all GA. Okay. It's literally just like everybody standing. It's just like one spot. It feels like I'm at like the Paramount. But gotcha. The Paramount has like AC. It has some seating like around
Paramount's
it.
Nice.
I really like the Paramount.
Really good venue.
Yeah. But at Terminal 5, there's this band. And literally, there was like zero like audience interaction. It was just like not it. I was like not having a great time. Also, like the tickets were like $50. So I was like, it was okay.
Yeah.
More personality.
I get it.
I want it.
Okay, so if I were to ask you right now, mm-hmm. I love asking people this. Best concert you've ever been to, what would be your answer?
Oh, this is tough.
I know it's tough.
This is tough. Okay. So I've seen like a good amount of people, and I've seen like a bunch of like different genres in person.
Okay.
Because I had like a whole like emo phase in middle school, but
perfect.
Okay. Anyways. It would have to be between either One Direction, saw them in seventh grade.
So jealous.
I literally love One Direction.
So jealous.
Iconic. So either them or Tyler the Creator. Because Tyler the Creator is he's a really like good performer.
Okay.
And each album he does is like a whole different like idea, different theme. So it's
gotcha.
Like on your toes. But he's such a good performer, and there's a lot of like audience interaction and engagement.
I like that.
And I like that.
Yeah.
I like that about him. So
yeah, that's so fun. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't expect that.
Yeah.
I don't really listen to his music though, so mm-hmm. I only know, you know, the most popular
Earthquakes.
Songs. Yeah. So that's exciting, though. I'm so jealous about One Direction.
I literally love One Direction, but if I could see Harry Styles, like,
I love his new album. Mm-hmm. Love it. I went through my One Direction phase, like, my senior year of high school.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, like, years after they broke mm-hmm. up. I was like, wow, I wish I liked them earlier because I would have totally went to see them in concert. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you win some, you lose some.
Yeah, I think I saw them at, like, MetLife Stadium. So that stadium's like huge. It's like
massive.
80,000 people, I think.
Yeah.
Compared to like MSG's like about 20,000. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was literally like insane because I got the tickets for my birthday in seventh grade, and they were like really pretty good seats. And like the stage, it was for their Midnight Memories tour.
Oh, I've heard about this actually.
Where the stage rises and they're on it. And it was literally insane. Like, I don't know how, like, who came up with that idea, like, how that was possible, but...
Genius.
It was amazing.
So much props, like, to the set designers.
Yes, the crew, literally amazing.
82,000.
Yes.
Capacity. Oh, and that was that their last tour before Zayn left?
I think that may have been their last tour altogether, let me see.
Did they do a tour after that for four? So according to Google, their last tour was the On the Road Again tour. Yeah, and that was right after their fourth album, Four, came out. I feel like I never heard anything about that. I feel like Midnight Memories tour was the most famous one that I'd heard of.
Yeah.
I feel like that was the one that was huge.
That's when the vibes were all, like, still good. Because then, in 2015, that's when they announced that Zayn would be leaving.
Yeah.
So.
That's so awkward.
It's quite sad.
You hate to see that.
Yeah, you do.
But... It's all right.
He's making music by himself now. He's got it.
I was always a Niall fan. And
him and the guitar? Amazing.
I've always loved Niall. The music he's released as a solo artist that I've heard, I've really liked. But I feel like he's not releasing too much.
No.
Or maybe there just isn't a lot that's famous. Mm-hmm. Like the song Nice to Meet Ya.
Yes.
Love that song. Love it.
When was his last release?
Slow Hands was good. Yeah, he only has a few songs that are... popular, really.
When I was like in middle school, that was like boy band, like hot
central
boy band central, honestly, because
really?
I saw One Direction, 5 Seconds of Summer open for them.
They're good performers.
Yes, that really brought me into it, and I love that. That's how, like, from there then I started like liking a lot of alternative music and stuff like that, and like some rock.
That's a good way to get into it.
I love them.
But. Yeah. I saw 5 Seconds of Summer once at a concert where it was like a bunch of different artists. So they only performed for maybe a half hour.
Okay.
But really good. They sounded great. That's something I always appreciate is when you go to see an artist and they sound like they do in their album.
Yeah, when they sound good live.
Yeah.
That's
like Billy Joel sounds great live. One Republic was phenomenal. Shawn Mendes
I saw in concert.
And he was great.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him years ago. It was before Camila Cabello.
Okay.
Before all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say it was right when Treat You Better came out.
Okay.
So anyway, I saw Shawn Mendes with a bunch of my family friends. My sister was a huge Shawn Mendes fan, so we all went.
Mm-hmm.
He had his guitar with him the whole time, and he was just, he sounded great. I was he put on a great show. I was very impressed.
Everybody needs to have that personality. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, the show, it's a flop.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to leave the show feeling unfulfilled.
Yeah. I will say, I haven't really gone to many concerts that I haven't really loved.
Oh.
Like, I feel like most concerts I've gone to, the artists have sounded good. They've put on a good show.
Mm-hmm.
There's only maybe one or two that I've gone to that I was like, eh.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest. Justin Timberlake was not.
It wasn't it?
I was a little. I went for his Man of the Woods tour. Did we talk about this?
I think maybe. Not on the podcast. I think.
We might have just talked about
it. Just talked about it, yeah.
Yeah, I saw Justin Timberlake in his Man of the Woods tour, which was one of his more recent ones. Mm-hmm. In like 2019, beginning of 2020 maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was just a lot of songs that I didn't know.
Yeah.
Because he was more in his like kind of hipster indie era. Whereas I think if I had seen him and performing his, like, in his prime, like an earlier album, I would have loved it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a very chill concert. I wasn't like blown away like I have been by some other artists.
Like Katy Perry.
Katy Perry blew me away. Bruno Mars blew me away.
Oh my, I would love to see Bruno Mars. Bruno Mars, even with like Silk Sonic, I love Anderson .Paak.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Saw him in the 24 Karat Magic Tour. And the stage was so Bruno Mars. It was like a box and it was all like LED lights.
Mm-hmm.
And he had his whole crew with him. They were all doing their dances. Great performer. So, so good.
Okay. So, since like we're talking about artists, what's an artist that you haven't seen yet, but you would want to see before like you die?
That is a great question. Before I die?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a huge Harry Styles fan, but I would love to see his show. They look so fun. Mm-hmm. I see videos on TikTok all the time and they look fun. If Adele goes on tour, I'd love to see her.
Yes. I love Adele. I feel like it's just, it's so like soulful. I love it.
Yeah. She puts her all into those songs. Actually, side note quick.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the One Republic tour, as we talked about. And Ryan Tedder, who's the lead singer of One Republic, is a songwriter for a lot of different artists.
Okay.
And he did a segment in his concert where he sang a bunch of different songs that he's written. Mm-hmm. He wrote Halo by Beyonce. Like, he wrote that song. So many different songs.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes, there's one British artist I was working with, and at the time she was having some boyfriend trouble, so I was talking to her, and she was telling me all about it, and she was saying how she wants to write a song. And she was just going off on her boyfriend and was saying, rumor has it this, rumor has it that, rumor has it this. And he goes, I've got a melody for you. So he sings the melody of Rumor Has It. And she goes, start recording. So he just starts playing his melody and she just starts singing. And like that song
literally
happened.
Literally iconic.
Iconic. So,
hey, Ryan.
And she's so talented. She sounds phenomenal.
I would love to see her.
I feel like Ed Sheeran might be a good show too.
True.
Not a huge Ed Sheeran fan.
I think I'm a very, like, OG Ed Sheeran era fan. Like, Lego House, A-Team, whatnot.
Yeah, like, I liked the X album.
Okay, yes.
Is it Multiply? Because it's, like, Multiply, Divide, Addition, Subtraction.
X.
Whatever. I've seen videos of his concerts, and they seem really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Khalid, I think, would put on a good show.
Oh, yes, definitely.
But I haven't really listened to a lot of his recent music. Mm-hmm. Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly, okay.
I think she is also so talented. Do you have any that are popping into your head?
I think I would definitely want to see Stevie Wonder.
Oh, so you're thinking like any artist.
Any artist. So like they don't have to be on tour right now. Like any artist.
I'd love to see Stevie Wonder.
Even, if these people weren't dead, I would go see them. If I would see, like, Whitney Houston, I would see Michael Jackson, I would see, like,
yeah,
so many people. I would see the Beatles.
Oh, if we're talking any...
Yeah.
Oh, Beatles easily would be my choice.
Yes.
I love the Beatles.
Literally, Sir Paul McCartney.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's easily the answer.
I would go see Miley Cyrus.
I saw her at
you
the same concert that 5 Seconds of Summer did.
Oh,
it was
really?
Like, mm-hmm. It was right when the song Malibu came out.
Okay.
So it was very, like, there was balloons and rainbows mm-hmm. and stuff, and that was really cool. I also saw Hannah Montana in concert back in the day.
How was that?
So, I don't know, and here's okay. why. So, she was on Good Morning America,
mm-hmm.
and she was performing at Bryant Park in the city.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, my dad worked right across the street from Bryant Park. I'm 5 years old.
Okay.
Like, awesome, Hannah Montana, I got my t-shirt ready, we go. And I don't know what it was. I think it was, like, really crowded, and we were in the back, so we couldn't see really well, and I was just, like, not having it.
Yeah.
So, we watched a little bit of it, and then we went to my dad's office. And we watched the rest from his window.
Oh.
I wouldn't have remembered it even if I stayed the whole time because mm-hmm. I was 5.
Yeah.
But I remember little parts of it. Mm-hmm. And there's pictures of me in my dad's office with my Hannah Montana shirt on. If she did a revival tour, I'd see Hannah Montana. Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Just to see September?
Easily.
Boogie Wonderland.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I think I'd go see the Red Hot Chili Peppers, too. Ooh, I really like them.
Okay.
ABBA.
Yes.
ABBA. Done.
I love ABBA.
Queen.
Yes.
Queen, I'd easily go see.
Queen. I would see Elton John.
Elton John, yeah. I'd also love to see Rob Thomas.
Okay.
Or Matchbox 20.
Okay.
Which is the band he's in.
I understand. Like, yeah. Hits.
He's got some
sure.
good songs. I grew up listening to him. My parents saw him in mm-hmm. concert, and they said it was a really good show, so.
Okay.
I'd go see him.
I would love to see Paramore.
Oh, good one.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd love to see Paramore.
Oh, Green Day.
Yes.
I love Green Day. Love. I almost saw them last year, but then they were in, I think they were at MetLife, and I didn't want to go to
okay.
Jersey. Not
see
bad.
Green Day. I would see My Chemical Romance.
Okay.
I would see Kali Uchis.
Hmm?
Kali Uchis. Do you know? She was in the Minions soundtrack. She's a very, like, groovy person, so I love her.
Okay, I'm going to say my last band, and then
okay. We're gonna
we
move
can
on.
Close out the segment.
Yes.
Panic at the Disco.
I don't know, because I'm not a huge fan of Brendon Urie.
Why not?
He's done some questionable things.
Okay.
So, I used to like him a lot. I really liked, what album was it? I used to like a bunch of the old stuff from Panic at the Disco.
Like I Write Sins Not Tragedies or older?
When was I Write Sins Not Tragedies?
Nine
released?
In the Afternoon.
I like Nine in the Afternoon. I liked the...
I really like...
A Fever You Can't Sweat Out, that album. And I like Death of a Bachelor. I think those are like...
Death of a Bachelor, I really like.
I like those two albums.
Victorious.
But, mm-hmm. Yeah, Pretty Odd. That was a good album.
L.A. Devotee, I love.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Jackson.
Yeah.
Emperor's New Clothes. I think they have a lot of good songs.
Yeah, they
I
do.
I think they would be good in concert.
Yes. But I'm just not his biggest fan. So that's the only reason why.
I understand. Mm-hmm. I understand.
If I only had to see, like, one band for the rest of my life, because I've never seen them ever, right? I would see BTS.
BTS?
I would see BTS.
They're on a hiatus now.
I know. I'm upset, but I'm going to keep it strong, okay?
You believe that they're going to get back together?
They'll get back together, because it's just they're doing solo projects right now, so I understand.
Isn't that what everyone says, though?
Yeah,
but isn't that what One Direction said?
Nah, Zayn was like, I'm leaving. That was it. So I'm keeping it strong. Because there is nobody like Liam Payne in BTS. I don't like Liam Payne, but...
Well, my favorite band is the Jonas Brothers, and mm-hmm. they did get back together.
Exactly.
But I think they're an exception because they're mm-hmm. actually brothers.
Yes, that is
so,
true.
So, like, the members of BTS are not going to get together on Thanksgiving. I mean, they
that
might.
That is true.
But, like, they're not... They have no reason that they have to see each other.
I mean, they formed, like, in 2013. So, like, they've been keeping it strong. Like, do you know... Okay, so in South Korea... They have all the men in South Korea. They're required to do like a military service for like 2 years.
Wow.
But the president of South Korea pushed it back for them.
Gave them an exception?
Yes.
Wow.
So like I feel like they're just so big, like they have to like get back together. At least for one more tour so I can see them in person. Because getting tickets for them is literally a bloodbath, you know?
I can imagine.
Yes. So if I had to see anybody, it would be them.
Okay.
Maybe my number one.
All right, before we move any further, there's something we have to talk about.
Okay, what is it?
I finally tried the guacamole.
Finally.
Yeah, took me a couple of weeks.
I feel like it's been a month.
Yeah. Well, I thought we were going to record this last week, and then we ended up not.
Yes.
Which is my own fault. But on Wednesday, I wasn't working. I went to the store with my mom. She was like, I'm just going in to grab a couple things. I was like, Mom, I need avocados. I cannot go into work tomorrow without having made this guacamole.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'm in Trader Joe's, which I never go to, but we were just like...
I love Trader Joe's.
It's like kind of far from my house.
Oh, okay. Understandable.
I'm not a huge fan of it. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of just like the basic Stop and Shop kind of stores. Okay. But anyway, we're in Trader Joe's. I am digging through the avocado piles because they're all either way too mushy, like bad.
Or like not ripe at all.
Or they're completely green, not ripe at all. Finally, I find a bag that's like four avocados that were ripe enough that I can make guacamole that night.
Okay.
I go home, mash them up, said 1 teaspoon of the mix per avocado.
Mm-hmm.
I did a little more than that. It needed more than it said.
Mm-hmm.
Squeeze some lime juice. Honestly, pretty good.
It hit.
My mom loved it.
Oh.
Had it with some Tostitos.
Mm-hmm.
My only hesitation with it was I prefer a guacamole that has, like, you know, chunks of tomato in it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, onion and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I like it, like... And it had dehydrated tomato in it and dehydrated onion.
But
so you were still getting the flavors,
but
I liked the texture, where it was really just almost like you were eating
mashed up
avocado.
Like a bite of like guacamole, you want like the juice of like the tomato, like, you know, because it's like still hydrated and everything.
Yeah.
You want that. And the flavors are more brought out when they still have like the liquid in it.
For sure. With all that said, though, I'd have it again.
Okay.
And I will, because I have a huge container of it. But it was pretty good.
Okay, okay.
If you're looking for an easy way to make guacamole, if you don't want to go through all the hassle of, you know, getting all the produce and everything, definitely the way to go.
It's like a quick go-to.
Yeah, and I was, like, hesitant to buy it because it was, like, $6.
Okay.
But the amount of guacamole you're getting out of that, it's priceless.
Exactly.
That's what I say.
Okay.
So I'm happy we got that sorted out.
Did you have anything you wanted to talk about? Or...
So I kind of do.
Okay.
So I've been thinking a lot recently about Long Island and about summertime.
Okay.
Because I go to a school in Connecticut where most of my friends are not from Long Island.
No.
They're from, you know, New Jersey, upstate, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Chicago, all
PA?
That stuff.
Mm-hmm.
PA, yeah. So they all came to visit last weekend.
Okay.
About 7 of my friends came to visit. We had a great weekend. But when we were planning it, I was trying to think of things to do on Long Island during the summer. And I feel like we're kind of spoiled living here.
Yeah.
Like, there is so much to do at all times.
Yes, that's true.
So I wanted to pitch a few summer, you know, activities or things to do to you and hear your opinion.
Okay.
Like a hot or not, if you will.
Okay, okay.
And I want to see what your opinions are because some of these I have strong opinions and some of them I don't.
Okay, Long Island through and through, just like Billy Joel.
Exactly.
Okay.
Although these could be universal, but I feel like they're things we do here.
Okay.
Okay, so first one, of course, hot or not, going to the beach.
Yes, going to the beach, but you have to go to the right beach. Like, Jones Beach, not it. Robert Moses is a really good beach, but it just gets really crowded.
Okay. Are you going for the sand? Are you going for the water? Are you going for the sun? Why are you...
I like the sand at Robert Moses better. I'm not, like, super, like, Long Island, like, the beach water person because it's kind of murky because of the minerals in it and whatnot.
I understand.
But, like, if I have to go to the beach, like, I'm going to, like, go, like, in the sand. I'll go, like, for a dip, if I will, into the water. Like, you
for
know, just, like, a little cool
a couple
down.
Minutes cool down, of course.
Yeah. Oh, funny story. So, when I was 9, I was, like, around 9 years old, I think I went to Jones Beach, right?
Perfect.
And this kind of got me, like, traumatized by beaches.
Oh, no.
So,
am I going to hate this story?
No, you're fine.
Okay.
So, I went into the water. And then, because I was with my cousins and my mom was there, my brother was there and whatnot.
Family
so,
affair.
Yeah. So me and my cousins, we were playing in the water. We come out. They went to do something. I went like to the water again. I came out. Then I started going back to our little tent thing, but then I couldn't find it.
Oh.
So I was lost at the beach. It was Jones Beach, and I was like.
Jones Beach is huge.
Yes.
You know what happens is when you're in the water, the tide pushes you to the side.
Yeah.
So you always come out farther to one way than you would have.
Exactly. So I was like, where am I? So thankfully, I went to a lifeguard. They took me there, and I was like just sitting there. And they're like, do you know your mom's phone number or like somebody? I'm like, yeah, sure. So I called my mom's phone number from their phone, right? And then she didn't pick up.
There's also no service at the beach, which is always unfortunate.
So later on, she found me, right? Because I'm here,
you know? Good to hear.
But anyways, she didn't pick up because she thought it was, like, a spam. Like, you know, those, like, scam likely calls? And, like, because it's an unknown, like, caller
ID.
Yeah,
I get that.
So I was like, whack. You know, we need to stop with the scam likely callers.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry to hear that happen to you.
I'm fine.
I've had a few horror stories. One time I stepped on either a piece of glass or a really sharp rock in the water.
Uh-huh.
Huge cut on my foot.
Oh, my God. Mm-mm.
The beach, I always hated when I was younger.
Mm-hmm. You like
I have
it now?
I have a pool in my backyard.
Oh,
a nice in-ground pool.
Yeah.
So to me, like, why go there when I could just, if I want a tan, I can lay in the grass.
Yes.
And then I have the kitchen right there. If I want a snack, if I want to cool down, I go inside.
You could watch movies.
I never saw the point of it. Exactly, yes. This year, I've gone to the beach twice.
Mm-hmm.
And I've grown to appreciate it more.
Okay.
Not because of the water. I'm still not a huge fan of it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially now with all the sharks.
Yeah.
But I have just gone with my friends and we bring a speaker and we just bring our books and we kind of all just, you know, we apply some sunblock.
Mm-hmm.
We all just lay
just
around,
chilling.
Get a little tan, read a book.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my friends, when they all came to visit, we played a round of 20 questions.
Okay.
You know, we had some snacks. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
So it used to be a definite no for me. It's growing on me a little bit now.
Yeah. I've never been like a super like a beach person.
Yeah. Neither have I.
Especially like Long Island Beach is like,
But then it's like we're spoiled.
I know.
All right. Oh. Next one. Hot or not, water parks.
Okay. I used to go to Splish Splash all the time. I've been to Splish Splash. I've been to like Great Wolf Lodge, like Kalahari. That's the thing, right?
Yeah.
So as like a kid, it was like nice fun. But now like that I've reached like the age of 20 years old, I think about it. I'm disgusted.
Yeah.
By water parks. Because the water, it's not like cold water. It's like warm water. So I feel like just like musty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're going around, and, like, a lot of people are, like, barefoot.
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
Yeah.
You know, like, the wave pools?
The wave pool has never been my favorite.
No.
Yeah, I have been to water parks quite literally all over the country. I went to the one in Disney World. I've been to the Hershey Park one. I went to an indoor water park in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to Splish Splash. I actually, when I was younger, had a season pass to Splish Splash for a couple of years.
Okay.
So I'd go all the time. And same thing, as a kid, I was never a big fan of the wave pool.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I have a pool in my backyard if I want to swim, but, like, the wave pool was always kind of gross to me.
Yeah.
What I loved was the rides. Like,
yes.
The tube rides.
I love those.
I couldn't get enough of those.
Mm-hmm.
I also loved the one where you're standing on a platform and then it drops out from under you.
Oh.
I went to one in Virginia.
Okay.
That's where I did that. You stand on a platform and it drops and you just, like, kind of fall through the floor.
Ooh.
I always loved the thrill of it because I'm a big roller coaster person, but
yes.
Same thing. They're very icky.
Mm-hmm. Like,
I feel like gross.
Like, I love the tubes, like the open, like the half open ones, and you're just like going like on a slide.
Yeah, that's what we love. And then you just land in the pool and you get out.
Yes.
Love those.
Mm-hmm. But the other aspects of like a water park, it's not it for me.
Okay, hot or not, going to a parade. You know, like a 4th of July parade, Memorial Day parade, the ones they have in your town.
I like parades because usually they have, like, the parade and then there's, like, a little, like, festival, like, little booths with people selling stuff. I like that. It's cute. And, like, you can go, like, to, like, the restaurants or, like, there's, like, little, like, booths with, like, cute drinks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I like that. It's cute.
I agree. If you make it into a day,
you
make it into an event, you go with some friends.
Mm-hmm.
I always love when there's, like, the bands, the marching bands. I think you can never get enough of a parade.
Mm-hmm. And then if they have, like, fireworks, bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Love the fireworks.
When I was younger, I always loved the St. Patrick's Day parade.
Yes. I think, I don't know if it's St. Patrick's Day or maybe it's for Columbus Day or something like that. I don't know. But Farmingdale has one on Main Street, and it's so nice every
year.
Love
that.
So
amazing.
Cute. Love it.
So you brought me to my next point, actually.
Okay.
Hot or not, fireworks shows.
So, depends. So, I went to a fair the other weekend, and the fireworks show, it was. It depends. Like, when you think, like, fireworks show, like, I think, like, the biggest one on the island is, like, the Jones Beach fireworks show, and that one's, like, amazing, because, like, you have the music synced up, it's great like that. And then, when you have it at the fair, sometimes it's like hit or miss sometimes. Hit or miss, it depends. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I went to the Jones Beach Fireworks Show this year. I worked at it because the fireworks are choreographed to music on Walk 97.5 and also on K-Joy.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved that. Loved how it was choreographed to music. I thought that was a really nice touch. The Disney ones I also like because they always do it to music.
Yes.
And then they also always have some other visual effect.
Yes.
Whether that be a video that goes along with it or projections on the castle. That I enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm at a block party, though, or if I'm at someone's house for the 4th of July, there's no need for us to set fireworks into the air.
No, not really. No. Like when you're...
And then you get like the little strands of like wood that explode that land everywhere.
A little ash.
I've gotten stuff like... I've gotten hit by stuff. I just... I don't think they're really that entertaining.
Mm-hmm. Understandable.
But if it's a well-produced fireworks show, I'm all for it.
Okay. Okay.
Hot or not, s'mores by the campfire.
Okay. So I've never been a huge s'mores fan. If I eat s'mores, I can only eat like one or two. I like roasting marshmallows. Like I roast it to the point where it's like on fire.
Oh, you're one of those.
Yes, I am one of those. So I'll roast it until it's like on fire. So the outside is like really like... black,
yeah,
like charred,
burnt to a crisp.
Yeah, so then I'll eat that because then the inside is perfectly melted.
It is, yeah.
So that's what I like about that. S'mores, like, it's too complicated. You can't like get the chocolate melted all the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not the way I want it to be.
Yeah, I went through a transition in my life where,
okay,
when I was younger, I was all about just the toasted marshmallow.
Mm-hmm.
I would toast it until it was a perfect golden brown.
Okay,
that was my vibe. I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as I'm getting older, I hit my teenage years. I was like, I don't love eating just like a marshmallow.
Mm-hmm.
And now I love a s'more.
Okay.
I love the chocolate with the graham cracker. Granted, I still only eat, you know, one or two. They're very sweet.
As
I think we went over last week, I'm not,
you're
a
not
sweets
a sweet person.
But I appreciate it. I think it's a fun little thing to do at the end of a, you know, a fun day at the pool or, you know,
That's
a day
true.
Being outdoors. I think it's a nice way to... You know, just hang out, sit around the fire. I do like that.
Yeah. Like, if I could make, like, a gourmet s'more, I would eat that. Like, it would be so good.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I just can't get everything the perfect temperature when I'm doing it outside. So, like, how am I supposed to, like, melt the chocolate? Like, I just don't understand.
I understand.
So.
Okay, this next one, there's really only one right answer for.
Okay.
Hot or not, barbecues.
Yes.
Easily.
I love barbecues.
What's your favorite part?
The food, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like
what's your go-to barbecue food?
So my mom, I think she's like the barbecue master.
Oh, love that.
So I literally, at my house, we have like maybe like three or four barbecues like a year. It's like usually like a lot of people, but she'll cook everything. She'll do like hot dogs, burgers. She'll make ribs.
Wow.
She'll make a bunch of like Vietnamese dishes and
Ooh,
stuff like that.
That's such a nice touch.
Yes. Yes, there's so many foods. She'll do pasta, fried rice. Like
I love fried rice.
Yeah, she'll do it all.
That's amazing.
But it's literally so good. I think my favorite thing, it's either, I think the way she makes ribs or the burgers she gets. Because the burgers she gets, it's like the meat is just like really good quality. And the way she grills it, it's like the best.
Love
it's
it.
Like juicy. It's not like dry. Dry burger,
yeah.
Not it.
Yeah. Sometimes barbecues can be hit or miss depending on, you know, who's manning the grill.
Yes, for sure.
I love a barbecue at my house.
Mm-hmm.
Same
What's
thing.
Food?
My dad is the barbecue master.
Okay.
I love a good cheeseburger.
Mm-hmm.
I think my dad makes the best cheeseburgers.
Okay.
They are so good. We always do hot dogs, of course. I love when we make bratwurst.
Oh.
We do a little sauteed onion.
Okay.
With the bratwurst. It's so good. Now my dad recently last year got a smoker.
Oh.
So he does, you know, he'll do ribs or he'll do brisket, stuff like that. And then, of course, pasta salad, potato salad.
Yes.
Something that I love, and this is very, I find to be unique. So my mom makes a spinach and strawberry salad.
Mm-hmm.
And
I've never had that. Is it good?
It's great. So it sounds healthy because it's spinach and strawberries, but then the dressing is just like a lot of sugar.
Okay.
But it is a hit. People request it when they come to my house. It is so good. And you're still getting your spinach in. Mm-hmm. Oh, and we also make mac and cheese,
Ooh,
which is really nice.
Okay.
But honestly, my favorite part of a barbecue is the social aspect.
That's true.
I love seeing my family and my family friends.
Okay.
So I love throwing a little barbecue. Mm-hmm. I make a playlist. We hang out. We eat some good food. We swim in the pool. We have a movie screen in my backyard, so sometimes we'll watch a movie. It's great. I love it.
Yeah, I miss... Okay. So I moved last year. So I've been at my new house for like only the past year. But my old house, it had like a nice in-ground pool.
Oh.
And now my new house, it does not have a pool.
Oh,
but it has
no.
like a massive backyard. Like, I just understand, like, there should be a pool in the backyard.
There should
if
be.
I had the pool, I feel like that would just...
You'd be unstoppable.
Yeah, it would be unstoppable barbecues all the time. Like,
yeah,
every weekend. Barbecue, barbecue, barbecue. But we just gotta get that pool.
Yeah.
I feel like that just adds, like, 100 to, like, the barbecue factor.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I don't know if you've been to... Have you been to a drive-in movie?
I have not. Have
okay.
you?
I have. I was okay. going to ask you hot or not drive-in movies.
Mm-hmm.
I know they do a couple around Long Island.
Yeah.
I haven't been to one on Long Island, but I have been to one when I visited my roommate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
So if you're going to a drive-in movie, like, you can only go with, like, one other person, like, in the car. Because, like, if you're in the back seat, you can't really
yes.
see.
That was the problem when I went. Mm-hmm. With my friends. There was like 6 of us.
Yeah.
And I wish we brought more chairs because then we could have put chairs outside the car.
Mm-hmm.
But most of us were just squished in the trunk. It was fun. We watched the movie. It was great. But as I said, I have a movie screen in my backyard.
Yes.
So to me, it's the same thing as going to the beach. Why mm-hmm. would I, you know, go out and do this when I could just watch one in my mm-hmm. backyard?
But sometimes it's just like an activity to do.
I do agree. And I think the one when I went to visit my roommate, that was a really cool drive-in movie theater. They mm-hmm. have like a little concession stand and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you go with the right amount of people, maybe bring a lot
yeah.
of pillows, it could be a good activity
yeah.
to do.
I feel like if you had like a pickup truck and then if you sat in the back
in the
of the
back, fill
like
it up.
Blankets, mm. pillows, snacks.
Yep.
I feel like that'd be perfect.
That is such a great point.
Because then you could do more than 2 people. It could be like four mm-hmm. people. I feel like that'd be a perfect amount. And
yeah.
just like chill.
True. All right. Hot or not, water balloon fights.
I haven't been in a water balloon fight recently, but I enjoy it. Because, like, it depends. So, like, you know, there's those water balloons that are out now where you can just fill it all at once, like with the straws.
Yeah.
It's so
That's
easy.
Game changer.
It's so fast.
I wish we had that when I was
mm-hmm.
younger.
But sometimes when you throw it at the person, it doesn't pop.
Yeah.
You know? But I enjoy it. It's good, like, fun with water.
Yeah, it's a nice way to cool down.
Yes.
My hesitation is the cleanup is always
yeah.
annoying when you have to go find all the balloons that
yeah.
popped. But I do love a good water balloon fight.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of this game I play called Throw Burrito.
Oh, okay. I know that game.
Which mm-hmm. is basically you're just like throwing things at people, which
yeah.
is always fun. So I do enjoy that. Hot or not, going fishing.
Okay. So I've only been fishing like 3 times in my life.
Okay.
Or
going clamming, stuff
okay.
like that.
Clamming, crabbing, I am a sucker for. I love going for clams. I love seafood.
Perfect.
Okay. I don't like lobster. I like crabs more. Like
same.
Yeah, like I don't know. The taste is just like
a little
I feel like
saltier.
Yeah, I feel like lobster is just like a little it's overhyped.
Yeah, and I
yeah.
like that crab is a little less fatty.
Yes.
It's more
like when you break like a crab leg and like it pops out.
Love
so
that.
Good. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I make a little like little sauce, so it's not like a sauce, but so I do like salt, pepper, and like a lemon. And I mix
Yum.
That in, so it's like a little
love
addition.
It.
So good.
Love that.
So yeah, for sure. Love clamming, love crabbing, fishing. I don't know how to fish, so can't catch anything.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I don't know how to fish. I have gone clamming a few times in my life. The last time we went, we go with my family friends who have a
mm-hmm.
boat. So we go out on their boat a couple times a summer. And a couple years ago, we went clamming. And their daughter, she was probably in, like, 5th grade at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're supposed to do is if you get a clam that's not good, you just kind of throw it back.
Okay.
But we were trying to throw them out of the way so that we wouldn't keep picking up the same clams over and over.
Mm-hmm.
And she threw one and she hit my dad in the head. But luckily he was wearing his sunglasses.
Okay.
And they had, like, thick, what are
rims.
They called? Like, rims.
Mm-hmm.
So it hit the rim.
Oh,
so he was
God.
Fine. But he turned and he started, like, yelling at my sister because
no.
he just assumed it was her.
Oh, no.
And she was like, that wasn't me. So now that's like a big running joke with our families.
No.
So that's always what I think of. But
mm-hmm.
I think the payoff for fishing or
yes.
clamming or crabbing is always great because you
yeah.
get to, you know, you get to eat.
Eat your reward.
Yeah.
You know?
It's rewarding.
Yes.
So I think that's a great one. Hot or not, going to a baseball game.
The last baseball game I went to was many years ago, but it was the Ducks.
Ah, the Long Island Ducks.
Yes. So it was fun. Like, I had, I don't know, like, where we got the seats. I went with my cousins, but we had this, like, the little, like, area, like, at the top, like, where you have, like, your own, like, private
yes,
room.
Yes, I've been there as well.
Yes. So very nice. That was very fun. I enjoyed it a lot because they're, like, you get food, whatnot, and stuff. The only thing about baseball games, so it depends on where you sit. Like, if I'm sitting up there, I'm chilling, you know?
Yeah.
But
for
if you're all the way down, like, I don't even know what it's called. I don't know baseball like that. But if you're, like, on
the,
in the first. Yeah, sure. I don't know. sure. But yeah, if you're there, the sun is just like beaming down.
Yeah.
So it's very sweaty.
Yeah, I understand that. I have been to a couple Long Island Ducks games in my life. And I also went to a Yankees game last
okay,
year.
Okay. How was that?
You know, I've never been super enthusiastic about going to a baseball game because I don't really watch it on the television.
Yeah.
I'm not like, I wouldn't say I'm a huge fan. I'm a Yankees fan, but I'm not like, you know, I don't really know many of the players.
Mm-hmm.
I think it depends really, like, who you're going with.
Yes.
Like, we had a really fun day. We took the train in. You know, we got some food. We went to the game. We had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the Ducks games. I would go with, like, all my family friends. We'd get cotton candy. We'd hang out. So I think if you make it fun, it can be a great time. But if not, it's long.
It's miserable.
Baseball games are long. And like you said about the sunburn and the sun.
Yes.
When we went to the Yankees game, we burned.
It was like, did you wear like a t-shirt? Did you have farmers?
Yeah, we wore jerseys.
No.
So.
Farmer's tan.
I have these hilarious videos. I love looking at them. And it's us that night after we all got back to school. And like the tan lines are horrendous. One of the guys had one like from the hat line
too.
It was tragic. Oh my goodness.
Reapply sunscreen, everybody.
Yeah. I'm a huge supporter of sunscreen. Everyone, apply. I'm an SPF 30 to 50.
Yes.
User.
I feel like I wear, like, always, like, SPF, like, 50.
Yeah. I typically go with a 50 just because I don't like getting burnt and I burn easily.
Mm-hmm.
But lately, I'm like, you know what? If I'm only going out for an hour or two and I want to get a little bit of a tan, then I'll go with a 30.
Okay.
But then I still don't even get a tan because if you go out for an hour with SPF 30, you're not going to burn.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Sunblock, hot or not?
Hot.
Of course.
For sure.
We love application of sunblock.
We love skincare,
yeah. It's important. It helps you a lot in the long run, yes. I'd say. So, yeah, I think that was all I had. Do you have any
hot or not
items?
Hot or not, Adventureland.
Haven't been in years.
In years?
I'm a big Disney World fan, a big Hershey Park fan.
I love Hershey Park.
A big Busch Gardens fan. So to me, little venues like that aren't my favorite.
I feel like if you're a kid, like on Long Island, Adventureland's like a great place to go because it's not a huge amusement park.
For sure.
You can't really like Adventureland compared to like Six Flags, for example. Like it's much smaller. Like, you can't really get lost.
It's very kid friendly.
Yeah, it's very kid friendly.
Sure.
So I really liked Adventureland when I was little.
Yeah.
But like recently I haven't been, so maybe one day I'll go back.
Yeah.
Cause they just built that new roller coaster. Did you see that?
Oh, I drove past it recently.
Yes.
It looked
yes.
very cool.
So I gotta try that.
Yeah. Well, if you do, just let me know how it goes.
Okay. Yeah, I'll let you know. Just like maybe like in a month.
Perfect.
Like the guac.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. You have a 3-week limit on
yes.
letting me know how that goes. All right. Well, I think that's all we've got for today.
Yes.
Another successful week of the intern show.
For sure. So, everybody, we will see you next week.
Yeah, be sure to tune in. See you there.